Android and iPhone users, welcome. BlackBerry and Windows Phone users, these phones don't even support podcasting, bro. The podcast going beyond the headlines. This is the Gooply Cast. Here's your host, Matthew Carter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Gooply Cast. We're live right now on Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. If you can't make our live show, we have an audio-only version, and you can find that on all of your favorite Android and iOS podcasting apps. With us tonight is custom domain champion, Matt Evans. Hey, Matt.
Greetings.
Also joining us is product red aficionado, Roy Slipinski.
Wow, he's rocking them both. He's rocking them both tonight.
The case and the band. How can I not? Fantastic. We also have host of Cooking with Tim, Chef Tim Van Claveren. Hey, Tim.
Hello.
And out tonight, enjoying his night off, is executive gamer Joseph Meacham. Hope he's having fun. So tonight, we will be discussing the ginormous Twitch leak and then the ginormous emotional Windows 11 release. Which one would you guys like to get started with most?
I think we should start off with the Twitch.
Twitch streamers get paid? I'm just learning about this now.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Stunned.
You don't mean they don't play video games for free?
No.
So, you know, in another Discord chat that I'm in with some people that I used to work with, the morning that this leak happened, one of the guys, he posted a screenshot of how much some of these streamers earn. I mean, I'm looking at a payout of almost 800 grand a month. 362 grand, 213, 210, 164, 141. I mean, half of this list that I'm looking at has over 100K a month. The rest of them have mostly over 50K a month. And he was kind of going on and on about, like, these, you know, they're getting paid so much, blah, blah, blah. This is absurd. I can't believe that, you know, people contribute to these streamers. And I had to point out to him before anybody gets all up in arms about how much these people make that this money is not all going into their pocket. The people who have these professional Twitch streams, they have business expenses. This is their business. This is their job. They have expenses. Some of them have a crew to pay, people, you know, that's on staff that they're paying. It has to get reinvested back into their business so they can continue to have a sustainable business model to bring money in. And I know that some of these streamers also donate some of their money to charity as well. So this is not a take-home pay that they're getting paid out in these six figures in a month. Somebody did a YouTube video like on MKBHD and how much money he generates.
He has a whole crew, just like you mentioned.
Exactly.
Like
how much goes into expenses.
He has a whole studio channel now. You should actually check it out. Video. This studio, and it's everything I want Gooply to be. Like, literally, like, I mean, everybody has their, it's a wide open workstation. Everybody has it. All the offices are basically used for set designs when they are shooting videos and stuff like that. They'll set up a set and they have a room for props that they put all the props in there and stuff like that. They have a device room where they keep all their devices that they get. They have like an equipment room where they keep all the equipment. So yeah, a lot of them do. And MKBHD is Studio Tour is amazing. So you should check it out.
So let's not pretend that this is a take home pay amount for these streamers. They have expenses, and it's going to take up, if they're smart, a good chunk of that money.
Now, I should let everybody know that we do not make that type of money.
We make way less. Way less.
Yeah. Any support, we all donate our time here.
So appreciated.
Yes.
Not only that, but these are people who have found a way to turn their passion into a business model, and props to them, you know?
Yeah.
And people choose to subscribe. So this isn't like some weird capitalist venture. These are people like you and me that enjoy watching this content. We choose to subscribe or tip by bits to these people through Twitch's business model because we enjoy their content. It's not like the local grocery store that decides they're going to jack up prices because they want a better profit margin. These guys aren't doing anything other than churning out good content that draw people to, you know, it's entertainment. They're generating the money because we enjoy watching them. I am not mad at all. Even if the take home pay for these people was as high as it was, I wouldn't be mad one bit because we choose to give them their money because the entertainment they provide to us. It's not like they're scamming us, because they're not.
And I'm, I don't know if you guys, any of you have ever tried to Twitch stream before, but it's difficult. Like, I've tried when I was in high school, become big on Twitch because I didn't want to go to college and I wanted the big money. I wanted the big Twitch stream money. So I tried. I'm like, oh, I can sit and play video games for a few hours on front of a camera and be funny like PewDiePie. Sure. And I tried, and it's difficult. It's not fun. It was miserable. So, go ahead.
It's like anything that, so Roy, you're talking about like the top maybe 10% of streamers or something. They're still,
I'm sure it's much smaller than the top 10%.
Think
about how many people, first of all, a lot of people stream on Twitch, and you have to stream and have so many followers on a regular basis in order to even become affiliate of Twitch in order to start generating money. And it's hard to get to that point. Like, you have to work hard for that point. And I know a couple people who've gotten to that point, and the amount of money that they invest into their Twitch stream to get to that point, and then to stay even somewhat competitive to generate any sort of money, is a lot. I mean, like, you're investing in your stream deck, you're investing in your PC or whatever you're using to stream from. You know, you got to have the capture cards, you got to have the latest hardware, because you don't want your computer to hiccup or anything like that, because that's going to ruin your stream quality. You got to have the right cams, green screens. I mean, you have to be able to engage your audience. So you got to be able to play the game and engage at the same time. I mean, it is a job. It's a full-time job and an investment. So people need to keep that in mind.
And you're looking at the best of the best doing it. It's like a Venus or Serena Williams of streaming, or like a Russell Wilson of Twitch streaming. Like, the people who have gone from whatever beginning they had, invested in learning how to juggle all of these technologies and like the performance art of being a streamer, juggling all of that and like responding to their audience. And they're not only being rewarded by Twitch, but by their audience for sticking with it and figuring it out and finding a way to be entertaining, because that's what they are. They're entertainers. They entertain people. They entertain us. They spend their time doing it. They have incredible streams, great quality. They invest in all of that technology and like all of the little side shows that they do, gathering other streamers together, doing different promotions. There's no reason why they shouldn't be paid whatever we think they're worth. So I think it's kind of really surprising that people don't seem to get that they can make any extreme amount as long as people are willing to pay. And which is nothing compared to someone like MKBHD or some other like YouTube content providers that get Google money and get merch deals and get like brand partnerships and sponsorships.
Well, let's not forget that this is just what they're getting paid out by Twitch. Some of these people do have merch. Some of these people do have Patreon. They have other ways to get money. If you want to be disgusted about anything, it's if they're getting paid that much, what's Twitch's cut?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitch isn't allowing them to talk about how much they're making either, which is another thing, because there are a lot of streamers who would be completely open and transparent with how much they're making or where their money has come from, where their income streams are being gathered from. But Twitch is like, well, we contractually say that you cannot discuss how much you're making. So there's a lot of streamers who are like, well, it shouldn't be a surprise, guys. I kind of have been communicating.
And I think I think it might be in a negotiation thing too, like how popular people are, you know? And so I don't think everybody is the same, but I would say on the high scale, it's probably like 30% to, it could be, you know, some of them could be a lot less, like, you know, 15%, I would say on the low end, but I would say it ranges probably from 15 to 30%.
I guarantee that one that's making over 700K, at least 200,000 of that goes to Twitch a month, at least. Or they're getting 200,000 cuts, so this person's probably bringing closer to, you know, a revenue wise, $1 million a month. But Twitch is taking at least 200 grand off of the top, and then they're left with like the 700 and something.
And how much are the subs? Because that's the primary way that money is transferred from audience members to Twitch streamers, right?
Doesn't it vary from streamer to streamer? I want to say like you can, there's different tiers of subscription. I literally only use my one Prime subscription a month and I give it to one of my buddies. I just like re-up the sub every single month for him. I want to say it's like $10 or $20 for a basic subscription.
And we're like I was saying, we're at like really the early days of Twitch. And I feel like as it gets more and more proven to be a moneymaker and a good advertising partner, that we'll see people make more and more money off of it, because Twitch keeps having to adjust their like moral terms of service to deal with the constant influx of people to Twitch. Like they're still growing and there's still a bunch of money being poured into Twitch. So it's not just going to stop anybody from making more money, but I think it's good that now we've had that like shock moment about how much people can make streaming, because we had it in video games where like competitive gamers made a decent amount of money, and then they started making more and more with tournaments and brand deals, and then there were teams that formed, and then teams became advertising platforms. So I feel like as Twitch becomes a more mature platform, I feel like we'll just continue to see people make more and more money, and it'll be more normalized, kind of like how YouTube is now. Nobody like bats an eye that YouTubers make a ton of money. PewDiePie is a thing.
Yeah. Well, and YouTube makes a lot, you know, and the same thing with like some of these competitors that are on Twitch, you know, they also make money on YouTube as well, you know, with publishing videos. And, you know, it's been a lot harder for, you know, YouTube, you know, people now, especially since they changed the rules for what you can do and how many subscribers you have to have to get monetization, you know. And you have to stay within that limit. So you have to keep creating content, you know. We used to make money off of a lot of our videos, and then eventually it stopped because they changed the rules of it. Didn't grandfather everybody in. So
Roy is frozen on the screen right now. I don't know if Roy can you hear us? Oh, sounds like he's being put to cheesecake right now.
Tonight's show is brought to you by, say it, Tim.
Frontier.
Connection? Not Frontier. It's, what is it?
Simply Fiber.
don't you have your little thing? Your little card?
That was
I shredded it.
Oh, no. That's right. It was shredded. Oh,
shredded. God. Yeah, he partly shredded it, and then he pulled it back out so he could have lots of time shredding it. Like it's like torturing the piece of paper.
I sent that and then I'm like, man, that makes me sound like a serial killer right now.
I was just gonna say that. So Tim had this advertisement for Ziply Fiber, and I don't like, he doesn't have Ziply Fiber now. He had it once like a long time ago when it was called Frontier, yet he still likes to punish them for being Frontier and Verizon and everything, and so literally he he got this thing in the mail, and that, and then he started to shred it and then pulled it back out. And so, yeah.
Tim, anyways, should we get the president of Ziply Fiber on the podcast so that you can have a discussion with him?
I would love that. He probably wouldn't know how to log in to log in. He'd be like, how do I use this computer? My router's not working. I wonder why.
One-on-one with Morning in the Morning Brew, we could do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right, so back to the Twitch. So 3 years worth of details for the creators, was including their payouts, was released.
Payment that goes back to 2019.
So here's the other thing too. The entire source code, which, if you don't know what a source code is, basically the programming language and the code for their website, mobile app, and video game consoles, you know, for Twitch client, was all released as well, which I think is, I mean, that's,
it was like
sad that they don't,
everything that made up Twitch got leaked. Like,
yeah, the, I mean, platform, you could literally take that, you could literally take that source code and make a Twitch clone, yeah, essentially.
And that was what
mobile app, desktop app, everything
was like, we're releasing this because Twitch isn't a good platform anymore, and we want to foster competition. Though I'm pretty sure you could make a better Twitch clone without using Twitch code, but hey, that's just me.
Yeah. Also released was code related to the SDK and internal ASW services that is used by Twitch. The interesting thing, so here, also released was a unreleased stream competitor from Amazon Game Studios.
Codename Vapor. So Twitch was going to do their own competitor to Steam, some kind of gaming platform, and they had a chat service to go along with it too called Vaporware. I think that was the code name for it. Very, very interesting, because Amazon has been trying to get their like Amazon Game Studios thing started. So seeing that they would try and tackle digital video game sales is super interesting. I don't know. What do you guys think?
It'll be interesting to see if they still launch it, like, or if it was something that was dead in the making, you know, because there's the, you know, because I mean, they don't throw stuff away. You know, there's a big vault that they store everything in for unplanned. You know, I'd like to go to the Microsoft campus or Amazon or Apple and find out all those products that never made it to life. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they still release it or whatnot. And then data based on Twitch properties. So they basically released all everything, reset people's passwords, stuff like that. And then Twitch internal security tools, which is probably stuff that they use to catch spammers and probably some of their bots that are used to catch people who are spamming other channels and stuff like that, is my guess. But yeah. So it's interesting to say, though, that they did confirm the hack, but they also said it was due to an it was due to an error in the Twitch server configuration, and basically allowed malware from a third party. So they have no indication that login credentials have been exposed, but they did reset passwords later on, because I got a password so reset for mine.
I've seen so, conflicting reports on that. So like Twitch states that no password information was exposed. I've seen some reports that passwords are kind of available, but in an encrypted form. So something
they wrote out of abundance of caution, we have reset all stream keys. And then they also did the same thing with login credentials, I think, because I got a password reset. and they're still recommending that you change your password and enable two-factor authentication as well. I mean, which if you don't have two-factor authentication by now, what is wrong with you?
Like, seriously.
I mean, like, you deserve to get hacked if you don't have two-factor authentication.
I don't understand companies that don't have two-factor authentication available to begin with.
Yeah. It is absolutely necessary. It's like, you know, and for the most part, you know, a lot of companies require you to, like, if you call in to do support or stuff like that, you call in to do your banking or whatever, they require you to send out a text code where you have to basically give them a code and they type it in and verify that that was you.
Mm-hmm. One of those.
Matt, are you frozen?
Am I frozen? Can you guys hear me?
You're frozen on the screen. We can hear you. We can.
Okay.
You're frozen with a smile on the screen.
He's not frozen
for me.
Oh, wow.
Am I working on Matt's screen now, or are the Matt's interchanging motion here? What's going on?
I don't know. You're just frozen on mine.
Well, I'll reset just to make sure.
He's not frozen on YouTube either.
Oh.
Huh. It must be just me. Don't worry about it then.
All good. Fair enough.
You got a big smile on your face. And you're frozen with it, so it's just like
there are worse typical poses he could have.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, anyways, all right. Anything else left on the Twitter or excuse me, this
Twitch hack?
Twitch hack.
I think at this point, after this happening, right after Facebook being down for a day, which was right after a bunch of information getting leaked from Facebook, I have zero hope for any of these big companies keeping data safe.
Don't forget T-Mobile's breached a month ago. I mean, there's been a lot of data breaches lately.
We've talked about that too. And we've talked about, you know, same thing with, like, you know, ransomware, you know, that take over your system, you know, the pipeline, the meat processing plants both got hit, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see a lot more of them. And like I said, it's just you got to protect your data, you got to protect your identity on there. Same thing as the user, you need to enable two-factor authentication if you don't have it. And if they offer it, then you should do it. 1Password, which I strongly recommend everybody download, is a excellent password manager, and it also allows you to do two-factor authentication to any of the providers that author or allow it, and I'll let you use it. And it'll give you a list of it, and it'll say two-factor authentication is available. Yeah,
it'll give
service.
You a warning.
And you should definitely check it out. So,
absolutely.
Hackers, and I think LastPass and some of the other ones do it too. So, but I'm a big fan of 1Password. So,
we live in a time where hackers are just as capable as the people making the platform, and are really, really, really motivated to, like the hacker that was releasing all this Twitch stuff, make some kind of statement, or just to see if they can. And it'll only. Well, I mean, hopefully Windows 11 will save us and be like this walled garden preventing that kind of stuff where we feel really safe and comfortable. But other than that, it's just
nice segue.
Going to get worse. Yes.
So I was talking to Tim before the show, and he was showing off his new work laptop. And I think I just need to mention this on the stream, because we did not talk about it before the show. But he has a Mac OS background on his Windows machine. I think that is not a true Windows fan.
Which
I just want to call
background?
Out. I think it's.
Is it the one with that blue flower curtain? No, oh no, it's that one. Is that Big Sur?
That's from Big Sur. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is Big Sur.
So he likes Windows 11. He uses a Mac OS background. All I'm really hearing is that Tim doesn't realize that he loves Mac OS.
He does. Like, there, he shouldn't hide it anymore. And I don't think that Windows should be sending him a sweater or Bill allowing him to buy to your a house sweater this year. It. Yeah.
No.
Like the Windows ninjas to steal your.
They're gonna come break in. They got a black outfit on with the Windows 11 logo on there and nunchucks and everything. And no, just gonna...
it's a blue logo and it looks like the blue screen of death.
There you go. Yes.
No. That is it. They're just gonna error 404 you.
I'm gonna hide my Microsoft ergonomic mouse.
Oh well, I mean, that's not even the.
They're gonna take that one. Too. Yeah, that's not even recycled plastic. You need to get. They're gonna take that. And leave the plastic mouse.
No.
Tim, have you used a better mouse than that Microsoft mouse? Why do you have that one over all the others?
Because I took it from work.
Oh my gosh!
I also have a Logitech ergonomic mouse. I use this mouse for most of my everyday browsing. This mouse is pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. It's actually pretty comfortable. Mm-hmm. A mouse. It's just overpriced. I don't recommend anyone buy it because also these Microsoft ergonomic mouses. What's nice about the Logitech is they use the Logitech unifying software. So if you lose the dongle, you can get yourself another dongle and you're safe. These Microsoft ergonomic, they don't. If you lose this, you're screwed. You cannot sync this up with anything else. Even if you have the $200 keyboard and mouse combo and you lose this, it's paperweight. You can't do anything with it. I've had to throw away so many of those because people have lost them.
That's why you use a Logitech MX Master 3.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you
MX get Master Logitech. 3 with Bluetooth technology, and then you don't have to worry about that little dongle thing.
I agree.
And you get the MX Master 3 keyboard to go with it. So basically, at $200, you put it both together,
Or you could spend. They also recycle plastic mouse.
So you could do that too. But so I have to give a shout out to Logitech right now, and it's a love hate shout out. So they released a new version of the Logitech MX Master keys, which is what I have, but they call it the Mini, which basically takes off the 10 key. Basically, so you just have the basic keyboard configuration, but it's the same exact price as the one with the full price one with the full size keyboard.
Fail.
Robbery.
I know. I was really sad because I'm like, oh, I just get another one. It'll probably be like $60, $70, $80 or something like that. Nope, it's $100. I was like, damn. So anyways, all right, back to Windows 11, now that we went off on our little spiel.
A tangerine tangent.
With Major Nelson there, who's turned into a cat.
He has some thoughts on Windows 11. He's been using test driving it for the last week, and I think he has some very valid points.
Did he shed a tear like it was part of the family?
He's not even speaking because he's so emotional about it. He doesn't even know where to begin.
Cat's got his tongue.
Yeah, he's just
Tim's
like,
holding up. If you're listening to the podcast, Tim is holding up his cat, who's called Nelson.
Roy's joke. Sorry.
Wait, you didn't like it?
I'm having a better night because of it. How about
Thank
that?
You. Thank you. I'm glad I can improve your night.
All right. So who's all downloaded Windows 11 here?
Yeah, I'm not going to try it for like a year and a half. I'm not going to download. I could run it on probably both my desktop and my laptop. Windows keeps like... intrusively telling me that I can upgrade to Windows 11, even though I haven't even asked or inquired about it whatsoever.
Lucky.
You can't?
No, my computer's too old. I hit
software update and it won't give me Windows 11. It keeps telling me update for Mac OS.
Wow. Yeah, my computer is too old for it. So I am on Windows 10 for the next 4 years until Windows 10 ends support, and then I'm probably gonna dance my way over to Linux, and I will be a full-on Linux user.
Did you hear that, Roy? We have 4 years to convert them over to Mac OS.
I like how that's what you heard.
That's what I have.
Well, Microsoft's upgrade for Windows 11 is like really, really stringent. When they were talking about it, it sounded like either get a new computer with Windows or
there's already workarounds out there though. So but you don't get you the can security.
How old is your computer, Tim?
You Eight do. Years. You do. So you can Yeah, that's the other thing, Tim. I think you just need to upgrade your computer. But
no.
Like See, this is what Tim does. He buys things and never upgrades stuff. He's got an old phone. He's got an old phone. He's got an old Mac Mini. He's got an old MacBook Pro.
Windows 10 worked on everything. Like you could run Windows 10 on like a Core 2 Duo from like 2005 or something.
So supposedly you can still run Windows 11 on your machine. You can still get security updates. You just have to accept that you're going to expect problems if you run it. Mm-hmm. So I think you should just give it a try, Tim.
It's going to not run. They told me no security updates. This is the first I'm hearing about security updates.
Well, no, I think you can just like run at your own risk. And
they lie all the time about their product updates.
True. I mean,
Xbox
what's the difference
can't come
between
with the Kinect. They're not going to support Windows 7 at a certain point. And they just kept supporting it for forever. They're like, they're Windows 8 is the best Windows ever. And then they didn't even make a Windows 9. We went straight to 10. Whatever.
True. I'm gonna give it 6 months, and they're gonna be like, "Hey, we're extended. We're so happy that everyone loves Windows 11 on their home computers. We're just so emotional and just filled with joy on it. And guess what? We want everyone to experience the same emotion that Windows 11 users are experiencing right now. So here, I'm proud to announce today that everyone's going to be allowed to install Windows 11 with full support.
Here it is. Your article from Microsoft. Microsoft won't stop you from installing Windows 11 on older PCs.
Except they will. If they don't allow
security. The easiest way to install Windows 7 on unsupported CPUs. Let's see. Trying to read through here and see. Microsoft reach out.
Well, so right now, if you want to say upgrade from Windows 7 or 8 to Windows 10, you can go to the Microsoft website. They have a tool that you can download that will update your computer to like Windows 10. I think it's just called the Microsoft Download Tool. I would imagine that that's been extended to work with Windows 11, or that maybe they've created some new upgrade tool, unless you really have to go around and use a backdoor to get Windows 11 installed on your machine.
I mean, it doesn't say exactly how to do it, but it does say that you can do it. Okay, so Microsoft has updated its health PC health check app to provide clarity on whether you can upgrade or not. The new Microsoft Checker will let Windows users know if they support, which is much better than the unsupported, which was released in June, blah, blah, blah. This thing basically says you can do it, but then says you can't. It doesn't say the workaround around it. But anyways, I guess I wouldn't recommend it if you don't do it, but oh, there you go. See,
womp 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 womp.
So just get a new processor, Tim.
No,
could you read what was on the screen? Because I missed it because I was looking up. Windows 11.
Well, it said his end processor was there, and then he doesn't have TPM 2.0.
Because it's not supported on my motherboard.
You have a Core i5. Why is that not supported?
Apparently they don't like i5. They don't like the third generation i5s.
So bizarre.
That's why it's a third generation.
Boo. It doesn't matter. It still runs. It runs everything fine. I can play literally any game I want to on low settings. It can run a 4K monitor. What more do you want, Windows? What more do you want from me? Literally.
Good
I don't
question.
Know what
I'm
to do.
Baffled that that does not
so work. Do we need to start a GoFundMe campaign for Tim's new processor so that he can run Windows 11?
I'll chip in
if
$5.
If you buy me a processor, it can be a business expense.
I'll chip in $5 too.
I'll do all the rendering.
You got $10 already, Roy. Can you tip in $5?
No pressure.
Sure. $15. Okay,
all
right.
You got $15. Keep going.
That's enough to buy a mask and rob a Best Buy.
So interesting. I was in a Best Buy the other day. I tweeted out to you about the phones. I shared it on our Discord chat. The cordless phones.
Right.
Who the hell has cordless phones anymore?
My business has cordless phones.
Why?
So that people that we don't want to call the phone, it tells us who's calling, so we don't have to like look up at a caller ID.
You don't get that on your iPhone or your Apple phone.
Well, sure, but like if you need to share, so does your business or any of your guys' businesses when someone calls it? Right, for like customer support or something, and it's you have to take the call. Does the one phone ring all of your guys's cell phones? Because that's what
I use Teams, and we communicate on Teams.
Okay, like someone calls into our business,
they call me on Teams.
Like, don't get me wrong, home phones and the amount of home phones that they had makes no sense. I don't know who would need that array of options. But I think there are cases where it makes sense. But Best Buy dedicated like 8 feet or something to home phones, right?
It's ginormous. That is like way too much. Way too much. I went in there. I actually went in there to buy surge protectors. Now, surge protectors have gotten hella expensive. I don't know when the last time you guys purchased a surge protector, but I needed at least 10 ports. And my 10 port surge protector,
it's like $80,
was $30 for the cheap no name brand Best Buy brand.
See,
If I wanted anything name brand, it would have been like almost $80-$90. And then I still had to buy an expansion cord because like the cord was like really short. And I have a standing desk, so when I stand up, I got to make sure it reaches. So it was like $50 with the expansion cable too. But
I'm afraid to use to buy new surge protectors. I still have like super old ones in here that I'm using because the new ones are so expensive. It's like if what I have works, I'll just use them for less and less critical systems that I have.
Until your place burns down.
Oh yeah, exactly. I have renter's insurance. It'll be fine.
It's really funny though because my wife, I have a whole box full of surge protectors, and I always tell her that I got to go buy a new surge protector, and she's like, "Why do you have to buy a new surge protector?" And I'm like, "Because that one doesn't fit my needs." Like I told her, this one was just kept falling off all the time, and I had to unplug and plug things in if I wanted to use certain things. I needed more juice on it and stuff. And so I told her I had to go out and buy a surge protector. She doesn't understand why I need a new surge protector every month.
A good surge protector fits like where you need it to go and supports the number of things that you need it to support and like is the right shape and configuration. It's good stuff.
Well, and I like very clean cord management. And so, I want to make sure that it fits in the area that I have too. in the in the spot. So, and then the other thing too is trying to be able to get all the big plugs, because they always come in with big giant plugs, you know, and you got to get them in there. So what I did is I bought three prong like extenders, and I plug everything into an extender, and then I plug it into the thing, so they all fit in there. Jesus. And I do have renter's insurance too, in case my place does burn down.
Nice.
All right.
So I actually want to get back to that surge protector discussion a little bit later, because that's actually really interesting. I have some questions for you guys. But two things more about Windows 11. One is that there's a memory leak going on right now, where if you open Task Manager and then close it, some of the program data still remains in memory and it doesn't delete itself. So you could have that mess with the operation of your computer. And it might make it slow.
It's a first release product. Come on. What do you expect?
Exactly. Bugless? I hope you don't. That's why I don't think upgrading to Windows 11 right now makes sense, unless you're just wanting to like try it out and have the newest thing. But I don't think your average consumer would want to upgrade.
They're busy working on the sweater. Obviously, they have to work on the sweater. Once the sweater's done, then they'll fix Windows 11.
I bet you it'll be the Windows logo, the most personal place ever.
I want to get it so I can get a picture of myself crying in it.
Oh my goodness. Roy is just sitting there shaking his head at us.
I wonder what OS they're gonna make it after this year.
Windows 11.
I don't think it's gotta be a retro, it's gotta be Vista or 7. It could be 7.
Not Vista.
Windows Millennium Edition. Windows of Millennium Edition. The only operating system that was recalled.
I want a Vista one so badly. Windows NT. I actually like Vista.
Yeah. Or NT. Oh, so I was actually on what was it? I think it was either Reels or it was TikTok. But somebody had a very old Windows 3.1 machine. And they booted it up, and it was like, I mean, holy cow. I mean, the first thing that I saw on there was AOL logo. American Online.
Greatest chat rooms ever.
It was funny when the big outage of YouTube, Facebook, and WhatsApp app, one of my tweeters, one of my followers tweeted, "Happy I still have some AOL hours left today." during the outage.
Oh my god.
Because remember, you used to get the disk, and you could eventually it was a 3.5 disk, and you could put it in there and install it, and then it became a CD, and you would get like, you know, 1,100 hours of free AOL internet time.
Oh yeah, that and what was it, Net Zero and like Juno and all those disk based
Juno operators. Yep. That were free. They gave you free with ads. You had little ads up there.
I don't miss those days.
No, we're definitely better off now. Now that we have high-speed Ziply fiber.
Look at Tim. He's just... Hey, you should have Zoe do the Ziply fiber logo behind you.
It's going in the garbage.
Zoe, if you're listening, you should paint him the Ziply Fiber logo to put behind it. We could put the Goopy logo there, and then at the bottom she could just do on one side sponsored by Ziply Fiber, the other side Comcast.
We can just follow Ziply Fiber just to like respond angry to their tweets.
Ziply Fiber doesn't know what they're missing. Like, if they sponsored us, and then they actually started to get better and like more consistent, we could be like, actually, you know what, guys? Ziply Fiber is amazing now. It'd be the best.
I would love Ziply Fiber in my apartment so I could ditch Comcast. However, the building that I live in has an exclusive agreement with Comcast. I can't even get any other service provider. I can't get a phone goes through Comcast. Internet goes through Comcast. That's all you get. Like, you don't get an option.
That's why having monopolies sucks.
I am responding.
To corner the market.
I'm responding to Ziply Fiber's tweet just saying boo. Go ahead and just hit reply. There we go.
Oh man,
I have replied.
They're gonna reply happy Halloween.
You're gonna get like five contractors over the next week knocking on your door asking if you want Ziply Fiber. They're gonna hunt you down.
Yeah. Reach out. Anybody from Ziply Fiber, reach out to me and I'll give you Tim's address to knock on his door every morning.
Oh damn.
Every morning.
You'll just have a Ziply truck parked outside like whenever you look outside your window.
I'm gonna walk
That's
outside.
What we should do. We should get like a big banner and put it outside of Tim's backyard that just says Ziply Fiber on it.
I'm going to walk outside and every single parking spot is going to have a Ziply Fiber truck sitting in it. And then they're all going to turn their cars on at the same time and start following me.
We should wrap his car in Ziply Fiber. We should go get a Ziply Fiber wrap, and then we can put his car all green with the Ziply Fiber logo on the side of it.
I will crash that car into a bridge.
We could get decals for Ziply Fiber and bumper stickers and put them all over the car. We could get a local artist to like paint a Ziply Fiber like mural on the hood of his car, so he's driving around everywhere.
We'll make you a Ziply Fiber fan.
Yeah.
No. What if Ziply Fiber gave you free internet for a year? Would you take it?
Would it work? Yes.
He would. He would.
Would it actually work, though?
What does it matter? It's free.
What if I'm doing something important? My internet goes down. Like,
Ziply Fiber, switch over to your Comcast. Then you switch over to your Comcast that you pay
for. No, because he ditched Comcast.
Why am I paying for it? Can I sell the Ziply Fiber? Can I curse someone else?
No.
Free Ziply Fiber for 1 year. Would you do it?
No.
He'd rather pay for it.
How much money would you spend or save by not having Comcast for 1 year?
Well, I could use that as a negotiation tactic against Comcast. That's what I can do. I can negotiate against Comcast about it. You're like, hey.
They're not going to care. They're going to be like, okay, go
Comcast
to Ziply Fiber.
Is
going to
be like, you know what? We can one up better. We'll pay you $50 a year.
That's what I'll do. I'm like, I'll be like, listen, I will pay you. I don't care if it's $5 a month. I will pay you.
And they're going to be like, nope, you got to go with the Ziply.
The texter and the phone are going to be like, what is wrong with this guy? Why is he so passionate about an ISP?
Wow. Alrighty, any last comments on the Windows 11 topic that we keep drifting away from?
Obviously it's so invigorating and we're so emotional about it that we can't talk about it.
Except for Tim, because he can't have it. So
if we're going to continue talking about Windows 11, I really am going to have to get some tissues in here. It's going to get really emotional.
Did you say tissues?
Here you go, Tim. Here you go,
tissues.
Tim.
Oh,
Tim, here you go. Right here. Take it. There you go.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful handoff.
Now, it would be nice if you would have had one on your side.
That would have been the stupidest trick ever. It turned out a little brown.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, nice. So we're done with Windows 11. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I mean, so, yeah, surge protectors. Do you guys think that the home automated surge protectors are a good idea?
I'm sorry, what?
Home automated surge protectors, smart surge protectors that you can control from your phone.
Yeah, can get a surge protector with the individual slots in the surge protector.
So my question, Matt, for you is what are you going to control with it? What are you going to plug into it?
I don't know. All like the what? Things. Okay, so it's a slightly longer random conversation, but I want all of my video game systems plugged in so that I can turn them on and off independently. I want to like have them turn off at a specific time. I would plug in my computer so I can have that turn on. And then I don't know what else right now.
I wouldn't.
Do you shut your computer down every night?
Not every night. Sometimes I leave it on.
Can I give some advice? I just leave mine on. Matt, instead of using a smart plug for your computer, set up Wake on LAN on your computer in your BIOS, and then you can ask Alexa to turn on your computer.
Will you write a guide for that and put it on Goopley.com?
You can find
I've done it before.
It's really not hard. It's just like it requires going into the BIOS, and every BIOS is different, and then it requires opening ports on your computer, and then it just makes me really want to go to bed. It's pretty easy to do. But
so maybe if you up your $10, you up it to $10, maybe he'll come over and help you. He'll come over and help you
set it up
so that he can get a new processor.
If you donate $100 or more, that is a tier in this GoFundMe. That's a tier that you can get is home tech support.
Nice.
Or I will go to your house to fix something in person. Hour limit. Not going to fix all your life problems, but you get 1 hour and I'll fix whatever computer
problem. Oh my god. And do you guys daisy chain surge protectors? Like have one surge protector plugged into another?
That is a fire hazard.
I did that when I was in elementary school, and I knew nothing better with my old like surge protectors that had like electrical tape on them, and I know. I was a dangerous child.
So you should also replace your surge protectors every 5 years. Oh, so if you have a surge protector over than 5 years, you should replace it because they generally get old and fail, and you don't want
the nostalgia I have for my 1980s surge protector is so big.
The light in mine is already dead.
Oh, okay. I've tortured you guys long enough with surge protector shenanigans.
How's your cord management?
My cord management right now is bad because I'm still working on like figuring out my space, but normally I would be zip tying cables to hide them behind like shelves and like curving them along the backs of stuff. But right now it's
we should go over to everybody's house. I mean, mine's already done, but we should do like a team thing where we do everybody's cord management and record it.
Even reviewing like options and choices would be awesome.
Yeah, because I have a phenomenal cord management system, just to show you out. I have two of the IKEA racks underneath my thing that all my cords sit in, and I have a standing desk, and so everything is tied in there. And then I have cable ties that go along the back of my monitor arm and everything. So you can't see cords very much. I mean, you can see cord for my phone there. But that's about it. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I like to do
because I just I know Tim's. I know Tim's is horrible. And I think that we should really, I mean, we're just,
I
really
imagine
just gonna
Tim's
have to,
would be better than mine. He used to cable tie
no,
the department all
is,
the time.
No, his is no? horrible.
You guys haven't even the seen pit- it.
Yes, I have. You sent me a picture of your office.
Have I?
From the other side. Yeah.
And we have the morning have brew the most... video, so we could inspect it.
Yeah.
I purposely hit the quartz.
Yeah,
I purposely spent 10 minutes before
the,
cleaning
the key off. Though is to the key is to hide all your cords though, so
well it's kind of difficult because I have Gerald just sitting here on the floor next to me, so he need, and he has a lot of cords he needs to operate, so I can't unplug Gerald from life support.
Don't you have a closet that you can put him in?
No. He's gonna die. Why don't in there. Just... It's gonna get hot. I don't want Gerald to die.
Just put him in a closet.
No.
That's what it... So my Synology drive actually sits inside of the media console out there. And then next to that media console, I have three different surge protectors that everything plugs into. So like literally I feel like if anything's gonna happen. My living room is gonna go up in smoke first, but thankfully I have a sprinkler system in there, so it'll go out pretty quick after it starts.
Fascinating sprinkler system in your actual apartment.
Yeah, the apartment. Yeah, newer apartments have to have sprinkler systems built into them.
Lucky.
Yeah. So I all have right, one then. In every room, even in the closet. Even in the closet back here, there's a sprinkler in there.
Fascinating.
Just hold a lighter up to it and then
so what you the other thing you don't do is you don't hang your garments on the sprinkler up there, otherwise it'll go off. They teach you that in the hotel room.
Given
would have been
you had experience with this?
No, but you go into the hotel room when you're traveling and they have the sprinklers in there and it says it says right on the like top ceiling up there. It says, "Do not hang garments or anything on this."
One time in elementary school, we were having a class party, and one of the kids brought a like one of those like electric like disco balls where it like has all the like colors and there's a bulb inside where it like spins. Anyway, the teacher hung it from one of the sprinklers in the classroom. Nothing happened. They just hung it from there. And I just remember thinking, that's a lot of weight for probably that tiny little sprinkler. And I was pretty sure it was going to go off.
Speaking of disco balls, I used to have a, when I was younger, a clap-on disco ball.
That's awesome. That is really
It was so amazing when you were in bed, when you were in the bedroom and stuff like that. It was just sitting over my bed and I had a clap on disco ball and you just clapped and the disco ball came on. I mean, it was amazing.
For the record,
except for when you're watching TV in the bedroom and then it picks up the clapping noise from like the TV.
Is exactly where it needs to be, for the record. If you're going to have a clap on disco ball, it needs to be in the bedroom.
I just imagine Matt like having 20 of these disco balls scattered throughout his room and like his underwear and is like, it's time. And then just like, hold the turn on.
Now we can just be like, hey Siri, turn on the disco ball. Oh crap. All my Siri's just turned on at once.
Like 20
where's your disco ball?
Go away, Siri.
Well, now they have these like little light shows that you can get, and they like they you can create your whole bedroom as like a spacer, you know. solar system. Really cool. Like, I actually really want to get one.
What are you doing in your bedroom?
I don't have anything fancy in my bedroom. I have some Hue lights in there that I put on, but that's about it.
They also have some really
nice mood setting.
They have some cool speakers that have water in them, and when you play music, they shoot water up inside the speaker. And it works really well when you play Everything is Awesome on repeat constantly.
I cannot believe
$29.99
A mountain of returns. Oh my god.
Matt's crying.
Oh my god, that was great. That was great. Okay. All right. I think we've
it's emotional.
I think we're good to end it there. If we have any viewers left after this.
You know this is a Windows 11 podcast because someone ended in tears. So we want to give a big thank you to everyone here for joining us live on this episode of the GooblyCast, and a big thanks to you if you're listening to our podcast. Look out for our replays on YouTube and the podcast version of our episodes on all of your favorite podcasting apps, including iHeartRadio. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, so that way you'll get notified when we go live with the show, and you can join in, and also for when we share new tech-related content. I've been your host, Matt Carter. For Matt, Roy, Tim, and Joseph, we appreciate you so much for watching and listening, whether here on Earth or in outer space. We'll catch you next time on the GooblyCast.
Thanks for listening to the GooblyCast. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Visit us on social media at Gooply. And remember, you can stream the GooblyCast on your favorite podcasting app or Gooply.com.